sometimes hilarious, always Hellenius. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Mater Dei Radio.
Well, it sounds like our good friend Ken Hellenius. Well, he says he's envious of the warm weather we're getting here today in Portland, Oregon. Sounds like things are awfully nice there under the Golden Dome at Notre Dame. Ken Hellenius joining us this morning. Good morning, Ken. Things are kind of quiet, I hear, from around campus now that things are closed up for the summer.
Thing I always say, campus is most lovely when there are very few people to appreciate it.
Oh, no line at the cafeteria for you to get your lunch these days, I suppose.
That's right, exactly. I have my pick of all the chicken tenders I could want.
I love it. Well, Ken, do you ever attend the graduation ceremonies yourself, or do you just live stream those? Or what happens at graduation for you?
Yeah, so this year we actually hosted a party, you know, kind of a reception and party for we graduated 171 of the Soren Fellows that are affiliated with the DeNicola Center. That's graduate and undergraduate students that we, help with their human and spiritual formation kind of as part of their, you know, educational experience. And so we did a big party the night before graduation. Which in our party overlooked Notre Dame Stadium. We were in one of the ballrooms that looks directly down into the stadium. We actually watched Father Jenkins practicing his commencement address. I don't attend a commencement myself. As you might imagine, it's a ticketed event. Lots of students and families, you know, who travel in. So I don't want to take a seat from somebody who's traveled all the way to come and watch their children, you know, in this glorious moment. But it's a beautiful day, and it takes place on the field at Notre Dame Stadium, and it's a big, joyful occasion.
I suppose, too, that you did not want your tails and tuxedo to be covered up by that gown, because it sounds like that was a beautiful ball, a celebration for those students that you were kind of coming through your program as well. Many kids in our area are getting ready for graduations here in the Portland area as well. So what a beautiful time of celebration. Ken, look, this is what our last month has been like for the Catholic Church. The Ascension of the Lord was celebrated. And then the Sunday after that was Pentecost Sunday. Then the Sunday after that was Trinity Sunday. And now the Sunday after that, we have the Feast of Corpus Christi. What a powerhouse of celebrations we've gone through in the last month.
It has been an amazing May. If you think about it, today, of course, being even the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I mean, this month, May, is chock full of so many fantastic celebrations. And this weekend, you know, we'll begin June, which is the month devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we will begin with the Feast of Corpus Christi, as you say. Corpus Christi is this joyful occasion in which we celebrate, of course, the Eucharist itself. We celebrated at the end of Lent, of course, Holy Thursday, which is the great annual celebration of the institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper. This feast of Corpus Christi, which we will celebrate on Sunday, is a complement to what we celebrate there on Holy Thursday. But this celebration falls outside of the, you know, rather somber time of Holy Week. So that really gives us an opportunity to focus on the gift of the Eucharist itself. The feast was written, the prayers for the feast and the hymns and the songs were written by St. Thomas Aquinas himself in 1264. Pope Urban IV asked him to write the texts, especially to honor a Eucharistic miracle which had taken place the year before. In the Italian town of Bolsena, a priest was celebrating Mass, and he found himself kind of wondering about the truth of the Eucharist. And as he's celebrating Mass, the host itself dripped blood onto the corporal on top of the altar. And so that corporal, which is stained with the blood of Christ, was taken then to the Cathedral of Orvieto, which is the local city to the town where he was. And it continues to be venerated today there in the Cathedral of Orvieto. So this feast is a joyful celebration of the reality of the body and blood of Christ. And that's what we pray, and that's what we celebrate on the Feast of Corpus Christi.
Ken, in so many parishes and areas, there's a Eucharistic procession that often goes along with that. Is there any reason or idea of how this began and why we choose to bring Christ out into the streets on that particular day?
Well, that's exactly it right there. You know, by taking the Eucharist in procession outside of the church doors, what we are doing is blessing the entire world beyond the confines of our church buildings. You know, we sing these songs, we dress up in our finery, you know, the Eucharist is displayed in a great monstrance, which calls attention. The beauty of the monstrance, gold and silver, draws your eye. It draws your eye to reflect on the fact that Christ is the Son of God. And in this sense, he's also the Son, S-U-N, of God that we are gazing on in the Eucharist itself. It's a chance to show and to witness to the world that we believe that Christ became incarnate. Our God became incarnate and walked among us, and he continues to do so today as we process with him in the Eucharist. So it's such a joyful occasion. Of course, we see this also taking place across the nation as the United States is preparing to celebrate the great Eucharistic Congress that's taking place this summer. There are currently four Eucharistic processions from the corners of America that are going to converge just a few hours south of where I live here in Indianapolis in July for the National Eucharistic Congress. And we are publicly marching. We are publicly processing, making a pilgrimage with the Eucharist to this great occasion that's going to be just in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. It is going to be just an incredible opportunity. We have been following those pilgrims along the way. And as Pat pointed out earlier today, the Feast of the Visitation, perhaps the very first Eucharistic pilgrimage that ever happened in the world as Mary made pilgrimage to her cousin Elizabeth. What a wonderful weekend to celebrate our Lord. And Ken, always a wonderful morning when you and I get to visit.
The pleasure is entirely mine. And gosh, you know what? Have a blessed feast both today and on Corpus Christi. And remember, every day we have the opportunity to give honor and praise to our Lord, especially in the Eucharist.
Oh, absolutely. Ken, thanks so much for joining us. God bless you.
You too. Take care.